Welcome to the What's Your Thoughts on This podcast. I'm your host, Amir Ali. The topic of today's show is Usher versus Chris Brown. Who is the R&B king? You don't want to miss this. And I brought some friends along. I brought YouTuber Tatum from Life is Tatum and travel agent Kelly Ross. But before you do anything, make sure you subscribe and share this episode with a friend. God bless you, everyone. I love you all.
What's up, world? Welcome to the What's Your Thoughts on This podcast. I'm your host, Amir Ali. I'm an opinionated fat boy from the west side of Detroit. I was groomed in Chicago and shaped in New York, but in my heart, Paris is home. Join me on my quest to get answers and gain clarity on a plethora of controversial topics, current events, and political issues. It's a lot going on in the world that I want to discuss, so please, take a listen and tell me your thoughts.
Tell me what's your thoughts on,
Usher Raymond and Chris Brown are two music powerhouses. Usher has been in the business for over 28 years and has kept us moving and grooving with hits like You Make Me Wanna, Yeah, Oh My God, You Don't Have to Call, and Confessions, to name a few. Chris Brown, who has been in the business for more than 18 years, makes songs that make you want to dance. Some of his songs are Run It, No Air, Loyal, No Guidance, and Deuces. Usher has performed for the icon Janet Jackson and danced with the queen, Beyonce. Usher has been called one of the best male entertainers ever. Chris Brown has been referred to as the next Michael Jackson, and he gave a heartfelt dance tribute to the King of Pop that left the world mesmerized. Two music superstars who have achieved great success, but are they an equal match for a Versus challenge? Versus, a challenge that started during the COVID pandemic by music hitmakers Timbaland and Swiss Beatz. Versus invites two musicians to highlight their discographies in a two-round, 10-song battle. Joining me on this episode is YouTuber Tatum from the music channel Life as Tatum and successful entrepreneur and travel agent Kelly Ross. Do you think that Usher and Chris Brown should go head-to-head in a music battle on Versus? Find out our thoughts and much, much more. Tatum, thank you for coming to the show.
Thanks for having me.
And we also have Kelly. Thank you for coming to the show, Kelly.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
Tatum, where are you from and what is it that you do?
Hello, my name is Tatum. Originally, I'm from PG County, Maryland, DMV, DC side. What I do is I'm a YouTube creator. I do music content just based around music. I got tired of like looking at reviews of people who really didn't know what they were talking about. And I'm like a real music lover. So I was like, I finally stepped out on the ledge and jumped and started my channel about going on 2 years. So, and it's been doing pretty well. So that's me.
That's what's up. Well, I think you'd be great for today's episode. And Kelly, where are you from and what do you do?
I am originally from Detroit. Born, Detroit. Of course, the D, what up, though?
What up, though? I was about to say, what up, though?
Exactly. You already know. Spent a little time in Chicago, so they kind of molded me a little bit. So I just say I'm from the Midwest. I now live in AZ. I am an account manager for one of the big three, and I also help people scale their home-based business from full-time without quitting their job. Now, I also am a music lover. And when I say lover, like music sets my mood for everything, for when I cook, when I'm getting down, when I'm getting dressed, all of that. So I am a music lover as well, Tatum. So let's chat, baby. Let's go.
So you do everything with the rhythm, basically. That's what I'm hearing. You do everything with a little
Hey, that part, okay?
There's been a lot of talk about the next Michael Jackson or the King of R&B, right? And if I'm being honest, I would actually give that title to R. Kelly. But R. Kelly is in a situation where people don't want to talk about him or people don't want to give him credit for the things that he has done. So he's not a part of this conversation, but I wanted to make sure that I did say that because when you do episodes like this, people say, what about this person? What about this? Mm-hmm. That person, right? But as of late, we're starting to hear Chris Brown and Usher.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When I heard that, I said, Chris Brown and Usher. They want them to do a versus. And I'm like, So I started to ask myself, is Chris Brown on the same level as Usher? And then I start asking myself, should they even be in the same sentence with one another? And that's not disrespecting either artist, but I just didn't know if it was a good comparison. So I wanted to do a show about it. How does that sound, guys?
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, let's do it.
I got some thoughts already, but let's go.
I can't wait to hear your thoughts, Tatum. I can't wait.
So let's get into it.
All right.
Do you think that Chris Brown and Usher is a good comparison for the king of R&B, or that they should do a versus together? Tatum.
First of all, are they compatible or on the same level? Yes, they are. Especially with Chris Brown's output, like just looking at some stats here, just looking at the output, and they're pretty much even. Like, they're not that far off. Now, I would tell you that I think Usher's, he just has that old school legend persona. You know what I mean? He's come from the old cloth of like the R. Kelly's, and he's from that cloth. And I think that, you know, sometimes we kind of disrespect our legends a bit. Like with Usher, like, do I think he can stand toe-to-toe with Chris Brown in the verses? Yeah.
So you do think that Chris Brown and Usher are on the same level and should be compared?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. And what about you, Kelly?
I agree with Tatum. There's so many categories that you could put these two guys in. Yes, to answer your question, they could be in the category of popularity because of their age and the music genre.
I don't think that they are on the same level and should not be compared in the same sentence.
Okay. Ooh.
And here's why. Usher, in almost every area, I think he wins. Okay. With that being said, I don't know that it's anyone else that he could be compared to as far as black male R&B. But I really, when I look at Usher, I look at a polished artist. And I think we have to remember, when I look at Usher, and I hate to compare him to a woman, but for a while, Usher was like the R&B male Beyonce. You know, he had hits, he had success, he was doing everything, his performances were A1, and then he took some time off, right? And then Chris Brown came, and Chris Brown had some success. When I look at Usher and I look at the success that Usher has had, I just think that it would, if Usher was to do a versus with Chris Brown, I don't know. I think it would be one of those things where it would be like, I'm the legend and you are still becoming. You're not there yet. And that's not to disrespect Chris Brown. Chris Brown has definitely had success, but I just don't think that they are on the same level and that they should necessarily be compared. I think we're comparing them because the lack of a credible opponent.
For either one? Because who would Chris Brown
to be
face?
Honest.
Like, who would Chris Brown face? Like, he's kind of...
It's the same. Yeah. I don't think that it's a credible opponent for either one of them.
So I think the conversation is relevant comparing those two to each other because they're strong in their own rights.
When you start calling people the next Michael Jackson, I think you have to know what you're saying when you say that. Michael Jackson was an excellent performer.
Mm-hmm.
He had a great voice.
Oh, yes.
And he was the total package. And when I look at Chris Brown, I don't necessarily see the total package.
What do you think he's missing?
What I believe Chris Brown is missing is his performance aspect. His performance to me is extremely sloppy. When I look at Usher, I see a polished performer. I see someone whose choreography is precise, whose voice is good and even good when he's performing. When I watch Chris Brown, I see someone who's sweating and who's tired and who's sloppy at times, right? Who for his fans, they love it, right? And listen, I can't do what he's doing, you know, because I can already see the comments. Nah, you know, you can't do that. You're right. I can't do that, right? But if I'm comparing him to someone like Usher, I have to look at Usher's performances and I have to say, Usher is extremely polished. His choreography is A1. When he does other people's choreography is great. Like when I seen Usher perform All Right by Janet Jackson, he did a special. a tribute to Janet Jackson. Mm-hmm. And he performed all right, extremely polished. I've seen Chris Brown do tributes to Michael Jackson, and it was like, oh wow, that was nice. Great. Yeah. It was not as good. When I see Usher perform, I'm like, wow. Even to this day, with Usher being much older, I still believe he outperforms him. So, what do you guys think about that in the performance aspect? How do they line up? Kelly, head to head, who do you give it to? Chris Brown or Usher?
Put you on the spot.
I am a Chris Brown fan. And let me tell you this. When I see Chris Brown dancing and sweating, it's a turn on. It's exciting to see. You know, I have my moments. Like when I go see Usher in Vegas, because I will gladly pay that $500 ticket. And yes, I do want to see a polished performance and, you know, a more streamlined routine and not freestyle. You're damn right I want to see that for that $500 ticket. But if I want to see somebody get down and dirty and just freestyle and pop and lock and see some abs and some sexiness and you stare deep into those Chris Brown eyes. Yeah. He got it. Like he.
As far as performing, I like polished a little bit more than rough around the edges. So I'll give it to Usher. Like if you look at his Tiny Desk performance, you know what I mean? Like yeah. That little area, like look how many memes and moments came from him just saying, watch this. Or like everything that the superstar runs that he did, like he could do that effortlessly. And I probably would gravitate towards that a little bit more, just if from a performance aspect.
Okay.
I would gravitate towards that, but that don't take anything away from Chris Brown. Like I still enjoy everything that he does performance wise and everything, but it's Usher, man. Come on.
This isn't a conversation to say that one is bad and one is good. Listen, right. they both are great people and great performers. When you start to compare people, you pull out the things that you like better from one, right? In order to try to get to this who won, this whole versus thing. If I'm being honest, it's not many times that I've been electrified by Chris Brown's performances. Most of his stuff has been more sexy and more geared to women or people like in that form, right? Mm-hmm. I come from an era of real choreography, of seeing people like Janet Jackson, Michael Jackson, Beyonce. Yeah. And so to me, when you compare Chris Brown and Usher, I just looked at the polishedness of Usher. I'm captivated, you know, every time. All right, so let's get into a vocally. Vocally, who do you guys give it to?
Usher.
Hands down.
Can I say something really fast, though, about while we were comparing those two?
Yeah.
They have similar career trajectories. Like, they both started as teenage kids, had to grow into their voice. For the performance thing, real fast with Chris Brown, I think his older stuff was, like, captivating. Like, from 16 to just his that era of stuff, I think he was more captivating than with his live performance, and it was just a little bit more. Now he got like a rapper swag to his performance, and it kind of takes away from everything, really.
I wonder if Chris Brown's controversy played a part in him refining himself, because I do agree with you, because it does seem like he is kind of leaning more towards that rapper, kind of riding the fine line of that. So after the controversy with him beating up, you know, the one of the queens in R&B, it seems like
I'm happy you caught yourself, because it sounded like you was about to say the queen of R&B.
That's a whole other podcast.
Listen. Okay, I'm not going to get disconnected from this podcast. No, but one of them, I love Rihanna. So I feel like the music industry muted him, kind of, you know, put him on pause. He had to reinvent himself. And I think that a lot of people haven't forgave him. So I don't know if that's why he took that direction.
I think it's time of music too. Like R&B males, they kind of like turned into rappers a bit with help from him. Like he's one of the ones that kind of ushered, no pun intended, but trying to kind of usher that in, like those rappers, R&B singers, males who turned into rappers pretty much.
Well, but I think it's happened with all music. I mean, because on Beyonce's new project, Beyonce's been rapping for years.
Yeah.
That plays a part, but I think that's also the polishedness of it. Mm-hmm. We have to, you know, My Way was not Usher's first album.
Yeah,
you know, Usher's first album was All the Time I think of you.
I'm hanging on to someone new. Yeah.
So what we have to remember right? Yes. Is that when a lot of people were introduced to Usher, right, I was already knowing who Usher was. Mm-hmm. And yeah. before Usher really became like this big breakout star, he had that first album that did okay. Mm-hmm. But before that, he was living with Puffy. He was coming up under those people, yeah. right? He was around people who was bigger than him. Yeah. He was trained. His mother was his manager. And he was trained to be who he is.
Very so he's similar being groomed, to, okay.
Exactly.
Pretty he
was
much, very, yeah.
He was groomed and he was trained. He came up around people who were more successful than him. And I think he, because he made a lot of mistakes in his past, and I think he was able to have people to check him to get him to where he is today.
He had a bunch of legends.
Yeah. See, here's the thing about Chris Brown, though, right? Is it was a time I was really, really pulling for him, because when the thing happened with Rihanna, I checked it off to like that he should not have done that. But mm-hmm. it was like I wanted to see him succeed. And I think everybody
right.
did.
Absolutely. You know?
Hence that Michael yeah. Jackson performance. That Michael Jackson performance.
Exactly. Tribute. We were all rooting for him. We were like, absolutely. Yes, okay. I still don't know if Chris Brown has had his moment yet. Like, I feel like his music for a while sounded to me like it was all like this double mint commercial pop type stuff, right? And, you know, but listen, there's songs by him that I really, really love, but it just seems like the ones that were popular were kind of like this mix of pop and a little bit of R&B, mm-hmm. I'll say.
That's another conversation, because that money on the pop side is good, good. So you absolutely want to be able
Usher to... Usher tried to get it too. Don't forget, oh my
well,
God.
Usher did.
That, oh my God.
But even before that, but see, this is the difference though, is Usher was able to cross over with his R&B songs. Facts. You make me want to leave the one hey. I'm with, start mm-hmm. a new relationship Shit. With you. This Facts. Is what you... You know, that song... Listen, that's an R&B song, pure R&B, but it's a pop song.
Mm-hmm. And right? it's timeless.
Because it had pop success. Exactly. Facts. So that brings me to this part of the conversation. Let's take Usher's most successful song, or one of his most known
yeah.
songs that he's most known for.
Okay.
You Make Me Wanna. Okay. Does Chris Brown have a comparable song?
Yes, absolutely.
What?
Which Facts.
One? To You Make Me Wanna?
Yeah.
Any single off his first album, for real, to me. Yo, Run It. Give Me That.
Give Me That is a good one.
No, let me define comparable. Sales and popularity.
You Run It.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to compare that to You Make Me Wanna?
Yeah. I think you're looking at it from different eras, though.
You guys think that Run It can compare to You Make Me Wanna. Yeah. So you think that that song is as timeless as You Make Me Wanna?
Yeah.
20 years from now, you can see yourself singing Run It.
Yeah, but I come from the era, though. Is mm-hmm. just like both of these, like both of them are nostalgic to me. Like I remember mm-hmm. Running came out, and I remember when You Make Me Wanna come out. Both of them hold the same exact feeling. So if Running plays, yes. I'm gonna feel the same way. If You Make Me, I'm gonna be the same person in the crowd, hype to both.
You're gonna get the feels. Yep.
I remember Running, and I actually that's one of the songs by him I like. But when I look at You Make Me Wanna, that's a song that's timeless. You Make Me Wanna is a song that I can see coming on, whether it's white people, black people, rappers, singers, whoever,
mm-hmm.
that will be a song that everybody will like. I feel like Run It is a nice song. I don't know if 10 years from now, if I'll be like, oh yeah, I used to like that song. But I don't know if it will have the same effect to me as You Make Me Wanna. Just as far as how it was written, how it makes me feel, that song right there, lyrically, you can always have that feeling, even as an adult.
That's a better written song. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's obviously a better written song, but
yeah,
it's still going to give me the same vibe as Run It. That one would be a tie round for me.
Okay. So who has the better catalog?
Albums or singles? All of it?
Chris Brown has released way more music than Usher, and he's released a lot of music.
He has.
Okay.
Usher has definitely more hits.
I don't know about that.
Chris has had more opportunities. Like a lot, he has a larger catalog, but his songs has not been as, it hasn't been like Usher's song. Like Ali said, to make you want to leave the one, that mm-hmm. that's going to go, we're going to listen to that for years and years and years. Well, not so much with Chris Brown. But yeah. he has a large catalog, but it does come down to production and writing. He is a talented artist, period, 100%. If someone else, if Usher's people, his producers and writers got their hands on Chris Brown, they can develop the same type of entertainer, if not better.
Usher had Jermaine Dupri, Puffy. It's a lot. L.A. Reid, Babyface. He had a lot of like.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
He had a lot.
He had powerhouses that was grooming him. And Chris Brown had his mom, No Shade, mm-hmm. and a few other people. But what if someone of that magnitude had their hands on Chris Brown with no controversy?
So who do you guys give it to? The catalog. Whose catalog do you think is better?
I listen to Usher catalog more.
Okay. So are you saying that you think Usher's catalog is better?
You know, the conversation we had, we were like the personal and the realness. My personal would be Usher's catalog. But
okay,
Chris Brown hits are, it's a lot. Like, it's just so many that even if some suck, you still got one more to like take that play. Like, he's been going from 05 to 2022. Like, that's a long string of hits.
It is.
Even looking at the list right here, like, it's 3 full columns.
I gotta put my vote. I put my money with Chris.
Oh, shit.
Okay. I have to. I gotta put my money on Chris. I gotta keep it 100.
So, you know, maybe it's me. Maybe I'm just the only logical person in the world. Because on paper, Usher wins. Because Usher has 9 number one hits. Chris mm-hmm. Brown has 2 number one hits. Usher has 16 top 5 hits. Mm-hmm. Chris Brown has 7. Aww. Usher has 18 top 10 hits. And Chris Brown has 16 top 10 hits. And his overall mark as far as all artists to ever have performed on the Hot 100, Chris Brown ranks at 45 mm-hmm. and Usher ranks at 15.
Okay. Ouch.
It's always interesting to me when we have these conversations and when I watch the verses and I watch different things like that and people say, oh, well, this is a hit and this is a hit. And we have to see what we're defining as a hit, because there's radio hits and then there's actual hits on the chart. And I do think that they both matter, right? Because there are some songs that we love, you know, that might not have necessarily performed well mm-hmm. on the charts, but they're our song. They come on 10 years from now and we still play them and we love them, you know, mm-hmm. from Luther Vandross and just so many different people. There's some songs we love by Luther or Anita that weren't hits, but they were hits at the barbecues. They were hits at birthday parties and things too, right? Mm-hmm. So I do think that those songs matter. But on paper, Usher wins.
I mean, but still, if you're looking on paper, 50 top 40 hits for Chris Brown compared to 33 top 40 hits to Usher. 25 top 20 hits for Usher compared to 27 Chris Brown hits. Like, and it's only going to be 20 songs.
Yeah.
But when you think about it, though, look, right, if you say Chris Brown has had 112 entries and Usher has only had 52. So what that also says is Chris Brown had more opportunities to have more number ones than Usher, but Usher, with less songs, performed better and has more.
Could we also count the time of Usher?
You have to.
Because R&B was way more prevalent. I'm looking at the list and his hits are like, obviously Confessions is Confessions. That's Diamond. We could just, you know.
Exactly.
But he was at a time when record sales were through the roof. R&B was through the roof.
But I'm not talking about record sales.
No, but you're talking about singles. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, yeah, I'm talking about number one hits. And see, now people are still having number one hits. You know, record sales, I would get you and I would say you're 100% right, right? But with 112 entries on the Hot 100, he had double the amount of chances to have as many, if not more, number ones than Usher. And he wasn't able to.
It's weird because it's streaming services, though.
The streaming services, absolutely the streaming services.
112 could be an album. Chris Brown releases 50 songs on an album. Like, just out of pure first week, a lot of those songs are going to make Hot 100, if that makes sense. Just from
streaming. It does. Shaq's. And this guy, and this young man also had to overcome controversy. That's why he worked harder. I really do believe that.
Too. Works harder than who?
Usher.
He had to release more music. He had to work more harder because people had kind of like shunned him because he did Old Girl Dirty. So I believe that is why. And he did not have the same team.
Yeah. Okay. But listen, if you have more chances to do something, and listen, this isn't to say that one isn't great. I'm just saying who takes it, right? If you had 112 entries because these songs were good enough or your star power was strong enough for these songs to make the Hot 100, right? You have 112 entries comparing you to a person who has been out longer, okay, since the 90s and has 52 entries. Because what we also have to think about too, right, is even though R&B was stronger in the 90s, it was a lot more people that he had to contend with. If you think about it nowadays, right, how many male R&B people can we say can compare to Chris, right? We have to go to the 90s and speak about Usher because there's nobody of Chris Brown's magnitude in this day. So I definitely give him that he is supreme in these particular amount of years from like 2005. I wouldn't necessarily give it to him from 2005, but I would say from 2010 to today, right? He's reigned supreme. He's been the top guy, but he doesn't have any competition. You know, he had maybe Trey Songz for a minute and a couple of other people, but that's about it. If you look about when Usher was out, Usher was contending in the R&B, on the R&B charts with not just the powerful males, but he was contending with Aaliyah. He was contending with Brandy. He was contending with Monica. He was contending with all the other legends, the Luther Vandross and all these other people.
You can say that about Chris too, though. Like, he's contending with Rihanna, Beyonce.
That's it, though.
No, I mean, I could keep going. Like, it is not like...
Tatum, because that's the thing, right? Beyonce and Rihanna don't have any competition but each other.
I don't even think
there's no real R&B competition. Go ahead.
I don't even think they're compatible. I don't even think they're compatible.
But I get what you're saying. That I'm making is popular, powerful women in R&B. They're really the only two. And then you may have a person that'll come in like a SZA or somebody who might have a little success. And I mean, through the years, you had Alicia Keys, you had Jill Scott and people like that. But none of them are at her magnitude.
Who was the males that Usher were competing with in R&B?
It's not just males, though.
No, I know. I wanted to ask the males. Like, because if he's the only, not only, I know he wasn't, but if he's the top male.
The sad thing is I can't even really think of anybody that was out, even when he first started, besides the older legends.
You don't think that helped in his thing?
I definitely think it helped. I mean, I definitely think it helped. But we have to remember that when you look at R&B music, I can name, even though I can't name in many males or really any males, R&B in the 90s, I can name so many women. Like I said, Aaliyah, Brandy, Monica, Toni Braxton, Whitney Houston was still out big in the 90s. Mariah Carey, he was able to still have number one songs in the midst of competing with all of those people. In this day and age, Chris does not have that in the Black community to contend with.
You think he's still competing at a high level though?
Who?
Chris Brown.
Absolutely.
You think so?
Yes, I do. And I'll tell you why. He's still relevant. And per Ali, he said he's not even done. He hasn't even reached his height.
I don't think he has. I don't think he's had his moment yet.
Chris Brown didn't have his moment?
Yeah, I don't think Chris has had... No, I don't think he's had his moment yet. I think he has a little growing to do in maturing.
For sure.
And I think once he matures out a little bit, stops like the drinking and whatever else it is that he's doing, I think that we'll see a different Chris Brown.
Do you think the public really be open to that by that time?
I do.
Good question.
If the music is good. Hmm. If the music is good. Because look at Beyonce. She's performing still at the level that she's performing.
That's the queen. That's the queen, though.
She's 40-some years old. And listen, Chris has a huge fan base. People are paying $1,000 just to take pictures with this man. If he can put out some good music, people love a story of a bad boy turns
a
good.
A comeback
right?
story.
And yeah, I mean, it's part of, I think, what helped Jay-Z's success and still makes him credible today. Outside of being a billionaire, I think Beyonce has done a lot.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
To change the way that he's viewed by people.
Absolutely.
You know?
Of course.
And we love the fact that, you know, Jay now is a billionaire and he's not selling drugs anymore. He's not the bad guy turned good. I think Chris definitely could do something like that, but I think it'll take him maturing.
Now, I do agree with that.
What's holding Usher back, though?
I think Usher has had his moment. Yep.
I think Usher, yes, he had. I think Chris Brown had his moment as well. Like, I think Chris Brown moment came and went. Like, the redemption story happened when he came back with the Deuces record and he did the joint with Busta Rhymes. It was like a new era Chris Brown. It was like, oh, shit, everything's kind of forgiven in a way. Like, he had that. He kind of burnt the bridge again. So now it's like, you got to do it again. But with Usher, I feel like Usher hasn't had anything since a long time.
Yeah.
Chris Brown just dropped like an album that was 40 songs.
Yeah.
Like, if ain't nothing stick from that, I don't know. Like, it's kind of weird.
I think Usher is fine where he is at in his career. He has had success. It's not much more that he can prove or that he needs to prove.
You don't think Chris Brown feel the same way?
If he does, I think that that's unfortunate.
Oh, dang. That's I don't know.
I think if Chris Brown didn't feel like he had anything more to prove, mm-hmm. I don't think he would release an album with all those damn songs.
Oh. Okay.
I think Chris Brown is a good artist. I think he has a good voice. I think he can sing, and I do think that he can dance. Okay? I don't think that he's had his moment yet. I believe that if he is content, I think that's unfortunate. If Michael Jackson is the catalyst for him, right? Michael Jackson is his ceiling.
I don't think Michael Jackson is his ceiling, though. I think Usher's his ceiling.
I do, too.
He always says it's Michael Jackson. That's who he looks up to, and that's who he wants to be like, right?
That's kind of disrespectful.
But with two number one hits, you know, I think you got a ways to go. You know, I just don't think that he's had his moment. I think Chris Brown has not had that song that has captivated everybody that you just are singing forever. Like,
I don't know about
he
that.
Hasn't had a... this is my opinion. I look at his music. I don't see it being played in the same venues as much as some of older Usher songs are being played or Michael Jackson songs are being played. A classic song, our mothers are going to be able to listen to it, and us, we are going to be able to listen to it, as well as the younger generation. When Love on Top came out, everybody sung that. From our parents to the kids, everybody loved it. That's a classic hit. Can We Talk, right? When Can We Talk come on, the thugs, the old people, everybody is singing that song. It's a classic song. I don't think that Chris Brown has that yet. I think he has some great songs that will perform well in certain areas to certain people.
It's timing too, though.
It is timing, absolutely.
So like Chris Brown, the parents of now age are going to sing Chris Brown, Yo record. Mm-hmm. It's Love on Top. My mother, just because my mom don't sing it, like she's from a whole different era. But it's mothers and kids and grandkids who's gonna sing Yo, who's gonna sing No Guidance, who's gonna sing No Air, who's gonna sing like these records still mean something to generations.
Most definitely.
It's classic to generations.
It may be classic to some generations, but right now, to this day, some of the kids who did not grow up on Can We Talk, it was a Can We Talk challenge. That song is old as heck.
But that's the internet.
But that's the internet.
Tomorrow,
Chris Brown can't song could do that.
It's the power of that song.
I disagree with that.
The internet this made is a fact. Can You Talk relevant again.
Kelly, it made it relevant. Why?
Because someone did a TikTok.
It's trendy.
Yeah, it was someone did a TikTok to it and it caught on. Someone was singing, artist of that time, of that genre, probably said, okay, well, let's do this. Someone today made it relevant again.
You said they made it relevant again. It's a lot of things that come and they go. These TikTok things are very faddish. They come and they go. We've been talking about Can We Talk in this era for about the last 4 years. Like right at the beginning or right before the pandemic, people have been singing it. People have been playing it. That song has been a great song for so long. And it's not just because it's a fad. It's because it's a great song. It's well written and it's performed. And I'm going to say this as well. Neither one of them can compare vocally to Tevin Campbell. Okay. They both had more success than Tevin Campbell. Neither one of them could sing that song or sing as good as Tevin. I only brought that up for this reason. You guys said that you think, I know you said, Tatum, that you think Chris Brown has had his moment.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think that Chris Brown has had that Can We Talk moment yet. Because that song is so legendary and so classic that many people will tell you it's their favorite song of all time, or at least in their top five, right? I don't think that Chris Brown has that yet. I think Chris Brown can and even will. But I don't think he has a song of that magnitude in his catalog yet.
I think he does.
And that doesn't mean that every talented artist will have that song, like a Tevin Campbell, Can You Talk, or Beyonce's Love on Top. It doesn't make them less credible or still not make them a good artist. But in its own right, Chris Brown, he still has an opportunity for that. Usher does not.
Agree.
If it was not for his Tiny Talk desk thing, we wouldn't have been singing.
People were shitting on Usher for the past 4 years.
No, I agree with that.
But like the longest.
I agree with everything you said, Kelly. When we talk about the greats, you have to have those songs in your catalog. I mean, that's just it. we won't talk about Beyonce if she didn't have those type of songs, right? You got to have those
things. I think he has those.
In order for us to talk about you in that, right? And a lot of the songs that you mentioned, I don't know that they're timeless songs.
No Air's not timeless?
I could do without that. It was
come
a good
on,
song.
You gotta
come
step
on,
out the biasness. Song. You gotta step out the biasness and like.
No, I'm not being biased. I'm just saying, No Air was cute. It really was.
Oh, now you
nah,
did.
That's a legendary song. Loyal
was nice. I liked Loyal. I think a lot of Chris Brown songs really sound like the time that he was in. I don't think that they sound so timeless.
I think Usher songs sound like that too.
Especially, yeah. If you think about like, Yeah, like Yeah is a hit. Yeah.
Yeah, it's Petey Pablo.
Why do you think that the Trey Songz and other male R&B artists aren't a part of the conversation when they're talking about who can go up against Chris Brown or Usher for verses?
It's real simple for me. I'm a marketing person. I think it all comes down to how they're marketed. I think it's how their team put them out there. Trey Songz can sing. He has some hits, his underground albums. Like, why isn't he relevant? Why aren't they talking about doing a versus with him and someone at that level? That's a good question. What you think,
Tatum? Who could he do, though?
Trey Songz?
Who could Trey Songz go up against?
That's a good question.
Because Chris Brown's going to sweep him completely. That's going to be a nightmare.
No, he would. He would definitely sweep him.
I would have thought one of the Marios or... Omarion.
Yeah. Mario, whatever his name is. Yeah, him.
No. I think they're both like, they got hits, but it ain't enough.
Mm-hmm. It ain't enough.
Mario has a timeless song, Let Me Love You. That's a timeless, that's what I'm talking about. That song there, powerful. That song can be played at any time, anywhere. It's a big, big hit, right? That's what I'm talking about that I want from Chris
Brown.
You like
well-written
anyway,
records.
That's what I want from Chris Brown. I'm saying that I believe he can have it. I don't think that he has it yet. You think that Mario has as many hits as Trey Songz?
I didn't think he had enough hits to go against Omarion, but he kind of won that one to me. I don't think, how many hits does Trey Songz have? If we, just off the top of the head, if you could just throw a number.
All three of them don't have many.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
And listen, I love Trey Songz. One of the best R&B mixtapes was Anticipation 1. Mm-hmm. Listen, when I heard Anticipation 1,
baby,
that was scratching me up and all of those songs. Listen, I give it to Trey Songz for that. But I'm going to be honest. Everything since that mixtape was not as good. Ready was cool. But after that, it was like...
That was the one with the Nicki Minaj song, right? Bottoms Up? Or am I tripping?
Yep, yes, Bottoms Up. Yeah. Yep.
But you remember Can't Help But Wait, you know...
Can't Help But Wait.
That's right, with the French phrase when he was still rocking the chord. That was
the
a
ugly
good one.
Singing.
And Ali, that's timeless. Can't Help But Wait can qualify as a timeless song.
That's relative.
I always go to Chris Brown's first album because it's more R&B based.
I just think Usher is an overall more polished
artist.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And Chris Brown is not as polished. And I think you can see that.
You can.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I believe that might be what's missing for me.
And the time. The time that Usher and Beyonce came out in, they were polishing artists.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't even get them until they were...
Well, they were polishing.
They were polished.
If you look at Beyonce, right, and you look at other artists, there still was a different level to her.
She had Matthew.
And what... exactly. Her father, you know? I do think Chris Brown, from when he started off, I wish he could have had... I know I'm gonna make some people mad with this, but I wish he would have had more people around him who really cared about him.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I agree with that for sure.
For sure.
I just think like it was a little reckless, to be honest, him and Rihanna at the age that they were just going everywhere fucking like crazy. Like, I mean, like they were young and we all knew that they were in a relationship and they was having sex. And
it was toxic.
You know,
they was teenagers.
They were in this adult relationship as kids. Mm-hmm. And I really wish that he had some people around him who really cared about him to groom him. Because I think he probably had a lot of yes people around him or just a lot of people who didn't know a lot about the business. Mm-hmm. And they, I feel like, could have helped groom him because the person he is now is he's a good artist, but I just don't feel like he's great.
I think he's jaded.
I feel like he's been a detriment to his career.
You
said you feel like he's jaded?
Yeah, I think he's jaded. And I just don't think he cares anymore to that extent.
Maybe so.
I don't know. I think he may be jaded, but I don't think that he doesn't care anymore. I think
if he cared, you wouldn't put 50 songs on the album.
I think he still wants it. He just doesn't know what to do. That's what I think it is.
Where's your team?
You said what?
Where's Chris Brown's team?
No, I'm just saying. Where's his team that's saying, hey, man, let's save some of this for the next project?
But he's too big for that, though. He's the voice now. Like, at this point in his career, it'll be for anybody of his stature, it'd be difficult for anybody to come in there and like, all right, Chris, you're going to do this now. And like, what? I've been doing this for 20 years. I don't really.
But see, then that's a problem. There is a time when you need to grow. And there is a time when you have to be humble enough when you want it and say, okay, who can help me get to that level?
What if he felt
like he already reached that level, though?
I don't believe a person who's putting out 50 songs feels like there's nothing else that they want to do.
I think that's with streaming. The more songs you put on your album, the more streams. Like, I think that's a label tactic in a way. Because he ain't the only one just putting a lot of songs on an album.
He's the only one doing 50. I ain't seen nobody else come up with 50. But here's the thing, right? Like, when I look at like a Chris Brown, I feel like he's right on the cusp. And listen, if he does nothing else, people will definitely call him great, but it will be argued, right? When I look at this time, if I had to say a man, R&B, a black man who was ruling this time, it would not be Chris Brown.
Who would it be?
I don't think a man is running it at all.
No. If I was to say a man, but do you know who it would be?
Tell us.
Drake. I would say Drake's success, music, songs, and all of that have been more memorable and more successful. And he's been like that rap singing thing. And I think he's been the one that people will remember from this time.
And guess who Drake adds to his song? Chris Breezy.
No, Chris he definitely Breezy. Had him there. Drake's not even a singer, really. He's a rapper who sings.
He's a hybrid.
And he's, I think, more memorable and more successful than Chris Brown. And
yeah, absolutely.
I don't think Drake has had his moment yet either.
Oh, Drake's been had his, though. I think Drake's on the
Drake
downside.
Drake has had moments, but he has not had his moment.
I think Drake's on the downside. I think he already had his moment.
I don't think so. You remember Jay-Z had all of this success, and then he had Big Pimpin', and already he had all of this success. After Big Pimpin', everybody thought that was it, right? Then New York came. New York is now Jay-Z's song. That's the song that's played everywhere. You can hear that song in a white club somewhere or like a white restaurant and people will play it. It's nostalgic. It has this feeling to it. That was one of Jay-Z's moments, one of his biggest hits.
It's his biggest hit.
That's my point. After all of those hits that Jay-Z has had, he was already the man before that. But when that song came out, that was the moment. And that's what I'm saying, that I think Chris Brown has not had that moment yet where it's going to be like, everybody will be singing it. Even the people who don't like you, all of the naysayers, everybody's singing that song. I don't think he's had that moment yet. And I'm just saying, I think that Chris Brown has yet to have that song that is just his certified song, that is his certified hit, that is just number one. And I think it is coming for him.
What's Usher's?
Out of his whole career.
Yeah.
I think You Make Me Wanna is his song.
Okay.
I think that's the song that everybody will always remember and always sing to him. Does he have hits that may even be bigger? Yep. But I think that that's his song.
My vote is When you go on out of town on these different, different islands and stuff, it doesn't matter who I'm around, I always hear the DJ play that damn song. Is that damn And also my boo. I like my boo. Personally, that one gives me the feels. But that damn they're going to be playing we're going to be old as hell. And people going to put that shit on and be busting a move.
Every artist has that song, even though their other songs may be bigger. Mm-hmm. Like Aaliyah, One in a Million is her song.
Yeah.
Even though Try Again was bigger and Are You That Somebody was bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like you don't hear those songs, you don't think of her.
Uh-huh.
But it's something about One in a Million. When you think about Aaliyah, that's the song that mostly everyone thinks about. You know, if you had to play one song. And for Usher, I think it would be You Make Me Wanna. I think for Tevin Campbell, it's Can We Talk. For Toni Braxton, I don't know what it would be for Toni Braxton, but
Unbreak My Heart, maybe?
There you go. Yep, that's
it
the
is,
song.
For sure.
Yep, it is, definitely.
Yes.
That first album was crazy.
When you look at the success back in the day, people can say that R&B music was more accepted back in the day, but it was harder. Everybody was contending.
At the top level.
Yeah, and with big artists, because it was two, I always say that it was two levels of R&B, right? Because you were black, they put you in the R&B category. But you had people contending with Mariah and Whitney, who were like the girls, right? But then you still had Beyonce, you still had Brandy, and you had Aaliyah, and you had Monica. And these people still had success with those people being there. And then if we look at the big charts, they still had to contend with not just the black people, they had to contend with Britney and with Christina and with NSYNC and with the Backstreet Boys. And these people still were able to have success, right? If you look at today, and we can't even name any other real male R&B artist but Chris Brown, right now.
That's sad to me.
And it's unfortunate and it's sad because there's tons of male singers who make great music that have albums out now
that
are not getting a chance.
Why are you thinking for the male R&B? Because the female women are killing it.
I disagree.
Ari's album is crazy.
No, but they're still not getting the respect that they deserve.
Yeah, you're right.
I love Tinashe. I think she's an amazing artist. When I seen Tinashe perform live some years ago, I just fell in love with her, right? You know, she had to quit her record label and start her own record label in order to start doing the things that she wants to do. And she still doesn't get the respect that she deserves on the charts. Normani, I'm not a big Normani fan. We've been waiting for her album forever. So women are having a very hard time. Look how long it took Doja Cat before she popped. Right? Look at SZA. She's having a problem with being able to put out her album. So I disagree that women in R&B are killing the game. They're having a hard time.
And then you had Tims that just jumped in front of everybody.
I still think they can still kill it.
Yeah.
Who's killing it? Tell me who's killing it.
SZA, Doja,
her,
Ari, Beyonce,
LMA, her.
So you think those people that you named outside of Beyonce are getting the respect that they deserve? I don't think so. I don't think Ari Lennox, as much as I love Ari Lennox, I don't think she's getting the respect that she deserves.
That's,
as much as I love SZA,
it's coming.
Well, see,
right now, it's her
saying,
time.
Right? When I'm comparing those people, we can't say that any one of those people outside of Doja has had the success that Chris Brown is having or has had. Women besides Beyonce and Rihanna have not, R&B women have not been able to have the same, and Alicia Keys, have not been able to have the same success as those. It's been those.
But no superstar has, though, in any genre. No superstar.
There's been other people who have had, we're talking about Chris Brown. He's had pockets of success in the midst of them. Other ladies that I can name. Can you name some in the last 10 years who have had that amount of success? It's maybe one or two. Because Doja is not even really R&B.
It's a hybrid.
Name a R&B female who has had the same success of Chris Brown in the last 10 years that's not Rihanna, that's not Alicia, and that's not Beyonce.
I would say SZA.
None of them have had the success of Chris Brown.
But you got to give them the time, though. Like,
no, it's not about time.
It's always about time.
I asked the question was very specific. Name somebody in the last 10 years, a female, outside of Beyonce, Alicia Keys, and Rihanna, who have had the success of Chris Brown.
No.
I would still say SZA.
SZA has not had the success of Chris Brown at all.
In the last 10 years? How has she?
At all.
She got awards in the last 10 years. Like, that's not a long time.
In the last 10 years, SZA has had some success, right? But comparative to Chris Brown, not at all. But it's a lot of women who have been making big attempts. Normani has had how many singles? No album. Tinashe had to get released from her record company. The same record company Sierra had to get released from because she was having issues. You know, Doja is also on RCA and had issues for years when she was singing songs about damn cows and shit. Before it took her years before she popped and had her success. So Chloe Bailey caught my attention, right? She came out with this video and this song, and I was like, oh, okay, you know what? All right, we might got somebody coming.
I don't think they know what to do with her.
They're pushing her album back as well. So what I'm saying is that a lot of these girls are trying, but for whatever reason, it's not sticking. Mm-hmm. It's stuck with Doja. And yes, her has had some success, right? And I like her as well. As far as these other artists that are trying and are out there, they're not, it's not sticking.
Do you consider The Weeknd R&B?
The Weeknd isn't R&B. We'll call him R&B because he's black.
There it is.
But he's not R&B.
At all.
When I say that is no woman in the last 10 years who has had success like Chris Brown.
I agree with you.
Ashanti, whether you like her or not, whether you think she's the most talented or not, mm-hmm. the girl had some songs and some hits.
She got a pen.
She had like, what, four some number one hits? Mm-hmm. And she wrote those songs. That's what I'm saying.
Highest debut, it's no female R&B album.
So my point that I'm making, Tatum, is when, and not to diss those girls, is that over the last 10 years, if it wasn't Beyonce, it was Rihanna. And then it was Alicia Keys for, you know, some years in there. But it was like when Rihanna was off, then Beyonce was on. Then when Beyonce was off, then Rihanna
was on. You consider R&B, there's no, not to be controversial, I'm just asking. Do you think Rihanna's R&B? Like strictly
not
R&B?
At all.
Okay, yeah, okay.
I think her only R&B song is, come here, Rude Boy, yeah, boy, get
it. I consider her a pop artist, like strictly pop music.
She is an extremely
pop artist.
She is pop. Yeah.
She is,
but
definitely
again,
pop.
She's black. So it's time for the final tally, or like the final vote, we'll say, because we need to have a real vote. And this is something I think that they don't do when we're watching Verses, but it's something I wanted to do here. Chris Brown, Usher, who has the better vocal ability?
Usher.
Give it to Usher?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, Kelly, who do you give it to?
Absolutely Usher.
No doubt for me too, I give it to Usher. Why do you guys think that Usher has the better voice over Chris?
I just think he does. Like, I think his range is far more superior than Chris Brown. Just look at the intro to like Superstar. Like, I don't think Chris Brown can do that just as effortlessly as Usher can.
Yeah. For me, I think it's Usher's tone and his pitch. I think his pitch and his tone compared to Chris Brown's, I think that's where he wins.
I agree.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Tone, pitch. The overall clarity of his, the delivery and the soul in it as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally agree. All right. Up next, the category, dancing. Who do you think is the better dancer? Chris Brown or Usher?
Chris Brown.
Chris Breezy, hands down. Hands down.
For sure.
Yeah, my vote is for Usher on that one.
Oh my gosh.
Come on, really?
Come on, man. No way.
I give it to Usher. I'm not saying that I think Chris Brown is a bad dancer. I just think that if we're comparing him to Usher, Usher is polished. And I don't believe that Chris Brown's dancing is polished. But I'm outvoted.
Yeah, we got, I don't know.
That's fine. Listen, these are our opinions. Look, I already know that Chris Brown's fans are going to annihilate me. They are going to say, what? You know, you can't even barely dance. What are you talking about? And I'm up next category. Chris Brown, Usher, who do you believe is the better actor?
Chris Brown.
Chris Brown, for sure.
I'm a little iffy on this one. Well, no, I have to give it a tie because I've only seen, I think it was This Christmas or something that Chris Brown was in, right? It was a Christmas movie.
It was This Christmas, and then he's been in another one too, I believe.
Yeah.
And Stumpy Y'all.
But I'll give it a tie for that one, for my vote.
Fair.
Now, Chris Brown, Usher, who has the better overall stage performance?
Usher.
It is clean. It is very clean. Usher is very clean.
Yeah, I'll go with the polish.
It's the polish for me, right? I'll give it to Usher.
It's the polish for you.
Right.
Okay. Okay, yeah, I give that to Usher as well. Overall stage presence is second to none. Well, I think Usher has amazing stage presence. Not to say that Chris Brown has bad stage presence. I think his stage presence is better than his dancing because he does have a presence that makes me want to watch him and follow him when he is on stage, right? It's just that I don't believe his dancing is as polished as Mr. Raymond. Next category, Chris Brown, Usher, who has the most number one songs on Billboard?
Oh, Usher.
Yeah.
Usher.
Yep, Usher takes that one.
Well, if I can just say this, more recently, there's been a statistic that was just printed that Chris Brown becomes the first R&B singer in history to nab over 50 Hot 100 top hits, 40 hits, thanks to Under the Influence. Now, I know you were referring to Billboard, but I do want to add that snippet.
I think that both of those are crazy stats.
That's for Billboard as well. And I thank you for adding that tidbit, but this particular question was about number one. And so again, Tatum, who has more number ones, Chris Brown or Usher?
I'll go with Usher. Well, you have to.
We have the sheet there, right?
Yeah, the facts are the facts.
The facts are the facts.
It's 9-2. 9-2.
So Usher has 9 number one songs and Chris Brown has 2.
Yes.
Usher wins that one.
Okay.
All right. Next category, who has the most record sales? Usher, 65 million in the United States.
Yeah.
Chris Brown, 25 million in the United States. But worldwide, they're both over 100 million.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's amazing.
It is.
I was about to say, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, yeah, to have two black artists at that level, amazing. Especially yes, males.
For sure.
Two black males. So props to you on that, Usher. And props to you on that too, C-Breezy, Chris Brown, all that good stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So next category, who has more star power? Who's the bigger star?
Usher.
I'll go for Ty. I'll give it to Ty.
Here's the thing. I am more of a Usher fan, but if I had to say star power, I could go for a tie, but I think if I'm being honest, I would give it to Chris Brown.
You're laying to Chris.
Here's why.
Yeah, tell me why.
Here's why. Chris Brown can garner attention for anything that he does, negative and positive, right? Usher will garner attention, but it's not the same because he is older. Chris Brown has a lot of younger fans. I think right now, if Usher charged $1,000 for a meet and greet, it may sell, but I don't think it would sell out. Chris Brown did that $1,000 meet and greet, sold out, and he could have done more, and I think it would have sold out. I think more people are attracted to, because it's sex appeal too, right? Not just, you know, his voice, but his sex appeal and people wanting to be like him. The men, you know, some men want to be like him and the women want to sleep with him. Some of the men too. But I think his overall star power and in some categories might actually be larger than Usher. So for this particular category, I would give it to Chris Brown. So,
you know, I'm gonna have to change my answer. I'm gonna give it to Chris Brown too.
So what made you change your answer?
Because thinking about that, and I'm thinking about like just the social media era that Chris Brown kind of grew up in.
Yeah.
Like it's just, it garnishes more attention. Like, just like you said, for good things or bad things, like he can pretty much do anything and it'll make headlines. So,
yeah.
Yeah. At this very moment anyway.
Yeah. Longevity. 20 years from now, who will still be big as they are now? Chris Brown or Usher?
Chris Brown.
Chris Brown, that's what you think? What about you, Kelly?
Definitely Chris Brown.
Chris across the board.
Chris across the board,
you said,
baby.
Definitely.
Chris across the board.
Chris, if you listening to this, I know Kelly married, but you know,
hey,
she might could have 5 minutes
hey,
to with you.
Call me every day. Hey. Don't play.
For longevity, I think I would give it to Usher. Did we miss anyone, you guys?
How about Neo? What you guys think about Neo? How do you think he falls in this?
Go ahead, Tatum.
I love Neo, like, first 2 albums. I don't think his longevity to me didn't, like, sustain as much as I would like it to be. Like, he's a great songwriter, but him as an artist, I'm not sure if, like, against Usher, that's going to be a tough day. That's a tough, tough day.
What I'll say is this. I'm a movement by myself, but I'm a force when we're together. Baby, I'm good all by myself, but baby, you make me better, okay? So listen, Neo is, to me, is not a singer. I feel like his space in the industry had to do with his amazing songwriting ability.
Yeah, he's an amazing songwriter.
Yeah. But his vocals, I feel like he's no better. I would rather listen to Drake sing a song than I would Neo.
Ouch.
And that's no shade.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, at least, you know, Usher, I mean, Drake stays at that tone. You know, that's his tone. But Neo,
oh my God.
Neo reminds me of Alicia Keys vocally. You know, it's kind of finding him out somewhere.
What? No way.
What's the problem? What's the problem?
I've seen Neo perform live. He can sing. He can sing and he is a great performer. Does he belong in this conversation? Probably not, but I just know that we had talked about who could really compete during that era with Usher at the beginning. But I do agree with what you're saying. Some of the things what you're saying about Neil, but he can sing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. When I saw him live, I was like, oh, okay.
Look, you know, look, listen, I mean, they're singing and then there's, you know, getting through the song, and I think he can write the song, but I'm just, and listen, he sounds like he does on the record, but you know, like, Whitney Houston said, how you sound bad on the record. but no, I don't look at Neil as a vocalist. I think, you know, like Closer and songs like that, you know, I do have songs that like Champagne Life that I like by him, but I don't think that he will be remembered as a singer. I think he will definitely be remembered for the songs that he's written. So, any last thoughts, guys?
No,
I think we did a great job. Yeah. I enjoyed this.
Yeah, this was fun. I love talking about music and talking about artists and stuff. And Tatum, like, I love watching your videos on YouTube because you give honest reactions and honest feedback on people's albums. And I sit in on a Saturday or something, like, I just sit and like binge watch all of your videos. So thank you for the content.
Oh, shit. Thank you.
No, seriously. What I love about your work is that it's not just one sided. You have a real conversation, and then you will even come back and like dissect even what you said even deeper. And a lot of people don't do that. And I think that's what makes you stand out. So everyone, if you haven't watched Tatum's videos, I definitely think that you should. But Tatum, why don't you tell us a little bit more about what it is that you do and why you started and where people can find you?
That was the best builder ever. Let me just say that for one. You can look me up on YouTube at the channel Life is Tatum. It's just content music based. Like you said, I do reviews, reactions. Started the channel about going on 2 years now, like fully pushing it. Will be November, be 2 years. So I'm really happy about it because like I've just reached over 3,000 subscribers and that's just like fucking amazing.
Congratulations.
And, like,
awesome.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank you. And just interacting with all these different people from like all different walks of life, from the music I'm reviewing, because if I know you said you looked at the channel, but if you look at it, it's not just like hip hop based or R&B based. Yeah. I go over to like rock music. I go over to some country music, some 70s disco. Like it's all this conjunction, but it's all me. You know what I mean? Like I grew up listening to all different types of music. And one of the reasons I wanted to do the YouTube channel is because I'll share with YouTube because, you know, I get tired of seeing like certain people comment on culture and the music and really don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
Big brother.
That kind of, it was always a pet peeve of mine because I would love to watch reviews and reactions too. I would love to talk to a community who likes the shit that I like, but I rarely feel it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, so that was one of the things that drove me to do it. And everybody always asking me, like, I'm like the music savant to all my family and friends. So anything entertainment and music, they're like calling me or asking my opinion on it. So I just decided to put all that focus into my YouTube channel. And yeah, it's going crazy. like really crazy. Like that Beyonce video is like over close to 30,000 views in like just over a month. So that's like, I'm just grateful, man.
Yeah.
So if you're on YouTube, you can subscribe at Life is Tatum. You can follow me on all social media platforms at Life is Tatum. Everything is, you know, tied together. So make it a little bit easier for everyone. So Twitter, Instagram. And I just want to thank you for having me on this platform as well.
Oh, brother. You know, listen.
It's little old me.
Black man to black man. I got you. So Kelly, you know, I've been friends with you forever, but I've been following you on social media. And now every time I'm looking, I see like an ocean or I see like blue skies and birds and sun. And you have on like a big hat and curly hair. Like, what the freak is going on? Do you ever work or are you just on forever? Are you forever on vacation?
Listen, all of the above, darling.
How can I be done?
Well, let me tell you more. I have my own travel agency business and I help other people develop their travel business as well. So I earn more, I travel more, and I experience more, and I get paid for it, and I absolutely love it.
How did I fail at life?
Wow.
Yeah, you are succeeding in life because you're asking the questions, honey.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you have your own travel agency. Congratulations on that.
Thank
Black
you.
Woman doing some big things.
Thank you.
So you have your own travel agency and you help other people build their own travel agency?
Absolutely. Yes. Yep. I sure do.
Can you expound on that a little bit?
Well, what I do, I show people how it's a system to it. So they develop and they start their own travel company. And then I basically train them on how to get educated with vendors and how to use their perks and travel. We have these familiarizing trips where we go and we may go on a trip to Jamaica. It may cost me only $99 to do that. And I get to point and say, oh, this is nice and that's nice. Oh, look at the room, and take some pictures, post it, and there you have it.
So being a travel agent, real quick, being a travel agent, where would you say you have had the best experience, right, where you travel? And not just your favorite place to go, but best experience where the food was good and your experience at the airport and all of that. What place would you say?
Oh, wow. Dominican Republic.
Dominican Republic. Well, I know they look beautiful, but
Dominican I love me some Republic. Dominicans. Definitely.
Why
they were
Dominican
absolutely
Republic?
Beautiful people, but the scenery was beautiful. I was treated like, you know, a queen. Of course, they know what we're coming to do, but it was a different respect for people of color to see the way they edified and exalted us. It was awesome. The food was good. The culture was awesome. The weather was beautiful. That was one of the best vacations I've had so far.
Okay. Awesome. So how can people get in contact with you? The people who want to be like you and to stalk you out even a little bit and look at your pictures that I'm talking about. But if they want to join your business or have you show them how they can start their own travel agency, how would they do that?
Well, I would definitely want them to hit me up on Instagram, slide in my DM so we can schedule a time, get them on my calendar so we can have a conversation. And my handles for Instagram is Ms. Kill. So that's MZ_K3LZ007. Also, my direct email for my business is Kelly Ross. That's KELLEY.intellitravel.com. Let me give that to you again. That's KellyRoss.intellitravel.com.
All right. This has been a pleasure speaking to both you talented people, both you amazing people. You know, I love you both so much. I mean, even though you have bad taste in music, but you know, I'm better.
Hey, watch it. I want to thank you as well for inviting me to this platform. And I'll tell you this, and I hate to cut you off, but I will now add Usher into my rotation now. I will. You and Tatum made me a believer.
Well, I'm sure that Usher will be pleased. It's not putting any money in my pocket, but but this has been fun, guys. I appreciate you both and gotta have you guys come back again.
Absolutely.
Oh, for sure.
All right, Tatum. All right, Kelly. God bless you both.
Thanks.
Peace.
Despite our opinions, both Usher and Chris Brown are two amazing talents who should be celebrated and congratulated. They have achieved success that many would die for. Thank you, Chris, and thank you, Usher, for making music that has become the soundtrack to our lives. You are both amazing. That's our show for today. The music used during the interview of this episode, Chairman and Tsunami, produced by Bossman GZ, Levels and Correct, produced by Kasim Bada, Million Dollar Challenge. Thank you for listening to the What's Your Thoughts on This podcast. We truly appreciate your support. Our show is produced by Amir Ali. Our theme song was written by Amir Ali, produced by Adrian Brundy, and performed by Enrico Delves. If you would like to be a guest on our show, or if you have a question or you want to provide some feedback, send an email to WITOTpodcast@gmail.com. Our podcast is available on all platforms, so make sure you subscribe to our show and follow us on social media. Be well, be safe, and be blessed. Until next time.